Hey, good morning. It's Patricia Murphy. It's finally Friday. This is Seattle Now. Ballots are out. The wind and rain are blowing in, and it's getting harder to not be vaccinated. Scotty Caton and KUOW's Paige Browning are here to break down the week. But first, let's get you caught up. Let's start with some positive news about the state's economy. Less people filed new unemployment claims last week than any other point during the pandemic. And Alaska Air Group, which owns Alaska Airlines, is making money again. First time since 2019. That news squares with all the increasing travel since the summer. Washington's new legislative districts could run into trouble with the Voting Rights Act if the plan isn't changed. A bipartisan commission drew up four possible maps of the new districts, but an analysis done by UCLA shows none of them would make a majority Latino district in the heavily Latino Yakima Valley. That could get the state in trouble with federal voting laws because it dilutes the power of Latino voters in the region. Crosscut reports Yakima Valley has been a hotbed for voting rights lawsuits in the past. And Seattle mayoral candidate Lorena Gonzalez got a boost from former presidential candidate Elizabeth Warren yesterday. Warren tweeted her endorsement. She says Gonzalez knows it's time for big structural change to put the needs of working people over the needs of the wealthiest 1%. A reminder, your ballot needs to be in the mail or in a ballot box by Tuesday, November 2nd, if you want it to count. It's the end of another week. Hopefully, you've got your ballot by now, and the weekend weather sounds like it's going to be perfect for voting. Scotty Caton is here. You might know their alter ego, drag queen Betty Wetter. Scotty, great to have you here.
Hello, hello, hello. Lovely to see you.
Paige Browning is here too, KUOW announcer, host, reporter extraordinaire. Paige, always good to see your face.
Hey, Trish, happy voting season. Happy pumpkin spice season.
Either of you have a voting ritual? Did you get your ballots yet?
Yes, actually, I grew up in North Carolina, and my first vote was at the poll. So I kind of pretend that I'm still doing that. I wait till the day of, and I drop it. And here in Seattle, I love the ballot boxes because people will stand by and applaud when you vote.
Yes.
I just love it. I just love it.
So much fun.
It's so fun. That's so fun. And I'm kind of the opposite. The ballot comes in the mail. I fill that thing out as quickly as I can, get it in early. I just can't have it sitting there on the table as something to do.
You have to exercise your democratic right to vote, Paige.
Yeah.
You know, it's funny because mine came probably the day after they mailed them, which is unusually fast for my neighborhood. And it's still sitting on my table. But this weekend, seriously, I'm sitting down. My neighbors are pretty tight. And pre-COVID, they used to have like voting parties where everyone would get together, have some wine, have some cheese, hash out the issues. Such a good idea. They didn't invite me. I don't get invited to those things because of my job. But, you know, I love that they're doing it.
Yeah, it's that thing where you trust your neighbors. You're able to talk it out a little bit more. It's hopefully more informative than TV attack ads, which is most of them. So I've already done my ballot, but next time I'm doing a party. You guys can come.
I'll bring the wine.
Great.
Perfect. Perfectly. There is a lot to talk about. And of course, big week for the old Key Arena, which is how I like to refer to it. Climate Pledge Arena had its first big event this week. The Foo Fighters and Death Cab for Cutie played to a sold-out crowd Tuesday. This show was primarily for partners who worked on the arena and not the official open, but sounds like it was a pretty good show. Local bands like that, like to see that.
You know, I'm with you, old Key Arena. I love that. I was going to start by saying we need a new name for this spot. Climate Pledge Arena is a mouthful. CPA sounds like I'm getting my taxes done. I love the neighborhood. I think it's great also that, like, A, we do have such amazing talent that comes from Seattle, but like to start it off with people who are so ingrained in what this city is and the trajectory that art and music have really helped to shape in this city is really nice.
It's interesting because, you know, I can be kind of crunchy. I'm like the first person to, you know, resort the recycling in my building, make sure it's all done. So part of me is on board, but it is actually named after Amazon. We can't forget that. Climate Pledge is an agreement created by Amazon, so not far from our little business down the street. But, you know, I thought that it was sort of a heartwarming way to soft open the arena this past week with the Foo Fighters and Death Cab for Cutie and them sharing their old memories of Seattle. Part of me thinks it would have been cool to have maybe a hip hop group there, because that's part of Seattle history too, music wise. Yeah. But hey, they shared some memories and they broke it in. So that's great.
Yeah, I heard it was broken in quite nicely. The Seattle Times reviewer mentioned that someone had already smoked weed in the bathroom, dusting off that new arena smell immediately, replacing it with the required arena smell, which is pot.
So, yeah, I'm quite surprised there's not a smoking section, maybe somewhere up high, and it would only fit.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah.
The official open is tonight. It's Coldplay. And I wonder if that's intentional. Coldplay.
Ooh.
Climate Pledge Arena. I don't know.
I like that.
We can't verify.
Yeah, that took some thought. That was good.
You had to work for it a little bit.
I like that.
I also heard the entry checks for vaccines and security were super easy. Apparently, just took about 90 seconds to get through all that, which is great because my teenager was actually trying to go to a show at another venue recently, and the line to get in stretched for blocks, like six blocks, because they had to do these multiple layers of checks.
Oh, no.
So hopefully everybody else is going to get more efficient at it, because we have to, because more things are requiring, obviously, proof of vaccinations or a negative COVID test.
Yeah.
Speaking of vaccinations, you two, probably the biggest story of the week was the deadline and fallout from the state's vaccine mandate. Nearly 2,000 people out of a job today because they wouldn't get vaccinated and couldn't get an exemption. You know, it's interesting because the thing I keep thinking about is what it means for people to leave their job over this. You know, no unemployment in most cases. The stakes are high for people here.
I wonder if it's truly worth it. I wonder if what will turn your mind, what will make this something that you will get on board with. If the stakes are so high, what is it that will change your mind? Maybe it never will. And that is kind of something that I'm overhearing. You know, I feel like I see a lot of people being very nice about it. One of the lines from one of the representatives of Inslee was, you know, we wish you well, you know, and we're glad that the number isn't higher. I kind of just read that as like, bye, don't let the door hit you. Like, we're tired of talking about it at this point, and we're tired of making the accommodation in so many ways.
Yeah, totally. And I'm equally just amazed that we are at this point where so many people are leaving their jobs or quitting. You know, I'm not surprised that there was opposition by some people to get the vaccine, but I am surprised that so many people are willing to put their whole job and the way that they make money, just say goodbye. I don't want to get the shot. I get the vaccine. I get the flu shot every year. I'm one of those. A lot of people don't even get the flu shot every year. So, you know, my perspective is different than some others, but to be so convinced that you want to lose your job is really something that I wasn't prepared to see at this level.
You know, it's interesting because I'm like you, Paige. I'm a try to be a good citizen, right? I get my flu shot. Yep, I got my vaccine. But I am also somebody who does not like to be told what to do. I do not like it. I do not like it, you know? And it really made me think. This whole situation really made me think about what it would mean for my employer to tell me to do something in order to keep my job that I disagree with so strongly. You know, and the further from the mandate that we get, the amount of times that I have said, you know, these are the consequences for not, you know, getting this vaccine. It just, there's a little voice inside of me that says, this must be a terrible position for people to be in, even if I don't agree with them. It's not a good feeling. No matter how you feel about it, vaccines starting Monday, you're going to need proof to get into most places in King County or a negative COVID test. So restaurants, gyms, bars, concerts, sports games, going to get harder.
We're not going to get through this without without these measures, you know, and that after almost 2 full years, I really wish it would drill home that like we could get through this all together, and it wouldn't even require being told what to do.
I mean, I actually went to a drag show last Saturday, and it was in a venue that was vaccine required. So people had their masks off. People are, you know, having drinks, buying each other drinks. And I felt this is as safe and as good as it gets. Like, it felt good to be able to do that and watch the queens put on their show, go through the crowd, you know, tips are flying. It was fun. And it was able to happen because everyone was vaccinated. You know, there's a little risk anywhere we go, but it was just, it's fun to be able to do that stuff again after.
Yeah.
I mean, it's been years since I've been to one now, so.
Truly, yeah. I mean, yeah. Same as you. I've been doing some shows, and I've now hosted 3 shows on Beacon Hill that house 200 people in the audience for each of those shows. And I actually, wow. I do ask, you know, that people keep their masks on most of the time. Everyone's required to be vaccinated out in the audience and on the stage, of course. And all 3 of those times, 200 people in the room, not a single time have I gotten a message after the show. Oh, there was an outbreak. You know, I felt uncomfortable. If we work together, it really is almost like normal life again. You know,
yeah.
It feels really good to be together. And I think that we need that more than anything right now.
Yeah. I mean, and wintertime, it's we're going indoors. So if you live in King County, there's going to be not much for you to go do if you don't have the vaccine this winter. We'll see how the pandemic looks in the spring. That's what I'm curious about. If things are looking better, how much pressure is there then?
It's going to be a rainy, windy weekend, which I appreciate. You guys fans.
We must be in Seattle.
How do you do weather in Seattle? Just say it's raining.
Yeah, absolutely.
No, I love it. I love it. I love tucking in for a good weekend of wind and rain.
This one's going to be big.
Bomb cyclone, they're calling it.
Yeah, the bomb cyclone. I'm laughing at myself because did I think it was still summer or something? I scheduled myself to do like 4 outdoor activities this weekend. You know, like playing some sports, doing like a wilderness survival class. So you, when you're watching the rain from your window, Trish and Scotty, you be thinking of me. I'll be out in it.
You're badass, Paige.
You know, I've learned, though. I mean, this one sounds a bit more intense, but I have hosted 2 outdoor festivals since in the past month, and both of them were in pouring rain, and Seattleites will come, and they will live their best life in the rain.
All right.
It really is spectacular. Like, you got no umbrellas out in the audience, just full raincoats and having a great time. Wilderness, though, it sounds like that's going to be pretty cold.
I don't know. We'll see. But yeah, that you're right. Seattleites will come out for it. I'm glad they came through.
Nobody lets the rain stop them around here. You can't.
No.
You never leave.
No. I pictured it because it says that the way it will seem, because it's a bomb cyclone, that like it will just appear out of nowhere. And so I really am going to be standing outside tomorrow just looking at the sky, like waiting for it to like swirl
and form
a big storm. Yeah, exactly. So I kind of can't wait for that moment. I'm hoping there's some like flashes of lightning and maybe like Mother Nature will come down and as a part of the storm.
I know, it sounds so dramatic. It is sort of, it makes it more entertaining. I mean, we always have rain, but when they can play it up with some extreme word like bomb cyclone, then we get all excited. We can get excited about the rain again.
We are leaving it there for today. Thanks to our guests, Scotty Caton and KUOW's Paige Browning. Thanks so much, you two.
Thank you for having me. This is just a delight.
Thanks, Trish.
Have a great weekend. That's all for today. Hey, you know what? Our fall membership drive is still going on. If you look forward to laughing with us on casual Fridays, we're asking you to help pitch in to make the show possible. Make any gift that works for you at kuow.org/donate. And thanks. Claire McGrain produced today's show. Our production team is Jenny Cecil Moore, Diana Opong, Caroline Chamberlain Gomez, and Jason Pagano. Matt Jorgensen does our theme music. I'm Patricia Murphy. Have a good weekend. That is the perfect meteorologist name, Betty Wetter.
I literally wrote down, say it gets wetter at some point, and I didn't even say it.
That was a missed opportunity. I know it.